We're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by former Face the Nation moderator Bob Schieffer, who will return to the anchor chair this weekend to fill in for Margaret Brennan. Bob, so lovely to talk to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm just thrilled to be a part of this. I hope I can remember how to do it, but
well,
I think I can.
You're the
we have plenty
guy.
Of news.
I think you'll be just fine. So, Bob, the Democrats seem to be split somewhat. Some are saying, no, there's not enough there to impeach, but others want the investigation to go on. What kind of evidence would they need to find of a high crime or misdemeanor to follow through with an impeachment action?
I think it'll be whatever they decide is an impeachment action. This report, the way it is structured, I think it's just simply going to make the partisan divide wider and deeper, because you can look into it and almost find the way you interpret it anything to justify anything. I think what's happened here is that Mueller, and this is probably the right thing to do. Mueller laid out evidence. He said he couldn't say that the president had colluded or had obstructed justice, but he couldn't say that he didn't. And basically, some people say he punted. Well, what he did, he just kicked the ball over to Congress and said, okay, here's what I found out. Now you decide what to do about it, which, after all, is what the founders intended when they talked about using impeachment. I think there's going to be a real debate among Democrats as to whether to try to move forward on impeachment. And that's what Republicans did when Bill Clinton was there. The House just determined to impeach Bill Clinton, and they did. But of course, it went nowhere because they simply didn't have the votes in the Senate. And I think you'll hear people like Nancy Pelosi, for example, saying, look, when we have the votes, then we'll move on something like that. But at this point, they simply don't have the votes. So this is a debate that's going to go on for a while.
And Bobby, it would seem that the president himself is sort of waving the red flag at the bull, if you will, this morning. I mean, this last couple of tweets just in the last half hour, he's now calling it the crazy Mueller report. And then he referred to some of what's in it as total BS, only he spelled out the word BS. I'm not sure I've ever seen that done in a presidential pronouncement before. Again, an attempt by the president to keep the Democrats stirred up about this so that they can't go in another direction?
Well, this is still Trump being Trump. I mean, there's no question about this, and I think none of us should be surprised to see this. But talking about stuff that is not true, I mean, in one instance, Sarah Huckabee told the commission that when she said that FBI agents were disillusioned with the president and so on and so forth, she said that was based not on anything. She said it was just something I said in the heat of the moment. So when we talk about what's true and what's not true, this report clearly shows that some of the information that was coming out of the White House during all of this was simply not true.
Bob, isn't one of the most disturbing things about this situation is that the president continues to call the investigation a scam, and yet there was evidence found of Russian interference, and we have another election coming up in a year and a half.
There's no question that the Russians, and this is one of the things that I find most significant, there was no question in the minds of our intelligence officials that the Russians tried to meddle in this election, and it seems obvious that they were trying to help Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump says he knew nothing about this, had nothing to do with it, and the special counsel said, he did not have the evidence to show obstruction of justice. But this clearly shows, and there should be no doubt about this now from either side, the Russians were trying to wreck our election. And it's not just in America they were doing something like this. They were doing it in all the developed countries around the world. This is just part of the Russian playbook now.
And Bob, this, of course, expands out in some other directions. The way they were able to do a lot of this was by leveraging the very social media that are so much a part and parcel of the lives of many Americans these days. That's a whole separate issue, except it's really not. I mean, do you see any shift in the way not only the tech industry, but the regulators or potential regulators on Capitol Hill deal with that part of this?
Well, they're going to have to. And I don't know the answer to this, but the thing about technology is we always use it before we totally understand it. And that goes back to the invention of the machine gun. I mean, how many men were killed in battle before the generals figured out you don't attack a machine gun nest by marching into it head on? You go around to the side. This is what has happened now. With the coming of the Internet, we have more information than any people in the history of the earth have ever had. But the question we should be asking is, has this made us wiser, or have we just been overwhelmed by so much information we can't process it? And this is all part of that.
Bob, thank you for taking the time to speak with us this morning, and we'll be watching on Sunday morning. Bob Schieffer, former moderator of Face the Nation, returning to the anchor chair this weekend to fill in for Margaret Brennan.